Last week we started with the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin. Let me give you a quick recap of what we said. Then we're going to go into the Tor Beis Yosef Rambam Shulchan Aruch from Moshe Feinstein. And if Barry, you want your name in there? Okay, Barry. Okay. The Gemara brought down a story that a Maimar went to a city. And how do we know the story happened? He was a man, two kids, Yanuka and Kshisha, children of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's children went ahead and told Rav Ashi that Amemar went to their city, and Amemar was told to make Havdalah. They didn't have any wine, and very important thing to note, V'lo havalon chamra, the Gemara says. So Amemar said, I'm not making Havdalah. I'm not making Havdalah. Go big or go home. I want my wine. If I don't have my wine, I'm not making Havdalah. And you know the halacha is you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. The halacha is you're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. So guess what happened? Amemar went to sleep hungry. The next day they brought for him. The next day they brought for him beer, the wine, and he made Havdalah. That was year number. That was year number one. Dr. Kopstick, so far so good. I'm sure. The next year, you know what happened with him? The same story happened. He came, they gave him a beer. He said, oh, if you're giving me beer.
It's Khamar Medina.
It's Khamar Medina.
So I've been the first.
Khamar Medina, what does that mean? It's the wine of the city. And therefore, he made up. From this, we see that you could make Havdalah if there is no wine in the city. The entire source of the Gemara came that there's a Musik, a concept of Khamar Medina, was only when there was no wine in the city. No, not B'dieved. Khamar means wine, Medina. You know such thing as not living without wine. What are you doing if you're not living without wine? How are you living? So the var is, if you don't have wine, so what is your wine? Beer. That's the way you touch it up. The Rashbam explained, it's kedai to look inside. If it's not too troublesome for you, the Rashbam, which is by the underline, Khamar Medina, says Rashi, Ein yayin achar be'ir hazois. Kiim Sheikhar. Only beer hilchah about dealing by v'chein aloch avoloi mayim. That's aloch avomayim lo yikrich hamavadina, but not water.
Anything else?
Yes.
Soda, orange juice.
Okay, so now comes the shiloh about soda and orange juice. Now, this is one way to understand the story. Now, what does it mean that there's no wine in the city? Let's go to page 2. We already did this last week. By the way, does it speak about Kiddush? If you're allowed to make Khamar Medina on Kiddush, it doesn't say anything. It says on Havdalah. We spoke about this last week.
Only in the morning, but not in the
morning. Come along the tour, page 2. The tour says, Makom She'ein Yayin Matzui, if you're not wine around, the Kashin Al Sheikhar, you can make Kiddush on the beer. So it's very clear. He says not just Havdalah, he says also beer. Also beer. Okay? They made Kiddush on Challah, maybe. Yes. Now, it happens to be, by the way, the Gemara does bring some Amiram that maybe were Mekadish on beer as well. However, the Gemara doesn't speak about Khamar Medina over there. So we have the Torah bring down you could make on Kiddush. Kiddushim Havishar Mashkim, Khamar Medina, because other drinks are Khamar Medina. What does it mean that it's not in the city? What does it mean? It's not in Staten Island. Let's say it's in Borough Park. It says, Pirush Rashbam, Shenikra Khamar Medina, it's considered Khamar Medina, Shein Yain Bechol Eir, if it's not in the entire city. If you could have a day's drive out of the city and find wine, you go find your wine.
Don't make Abdullah.
You can't make Abdullah until you find it. Chayra, crossing the Verizon, okay.
He's saying in prohibition time, they only use Chamar Medina.
In prohibition time,
they only use Chamar Medina. Now, come to the Rabban.
The Rambam says something different, and it's very important to understand. It's very important to understand that the Rambam is going to end up being a big kula for us. Because according to this, if you do have wine in the city, are you maskim? If you have wine in the city, so then the halacha is going to be that it's going to be usur for you to do anything else. It's going to be usur to do anything else. If there's wine in the city today. Is there wine in the city?
Yeah.
I was just in the wine store today. I was taking a walk out. I need to take a deep breath in the middle of teaching. Got a bottle of wine open. The guy says, come, I want to show you a L'chaim, take a drink. I told him I'm on a job. And then he said, come make a L'chaim.
And you drove me afterwards, right? You go all the time for dinner recess, Rabbi?
That was a very respectful comment. now I understand.
Don't operate after the we.
Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says in Perachov Tes, Medina, listen to the words of the Rambam, Medina sheroi v'yena shecha, in a city where most of the wine is beer, afal pishu pasul kiddush mutal hafal. The Rambam says you're not allowed to make Hamar Medina for kiddush. End of discussion. However, in the words of the Rambam doesn't say if there's no wine in the city. The Rambam says if most of the wine in the city is beer, it's okay. So we asked last week, in today's world, would it be considered the fact that most of our alcoholic beverages is not wine? Would that constitute, again, in the Rashbam, and very clearly in the story itself that we brought over in the Gemara, the case was that there wasn't any wine in the city. And the Rashbam says that very clearly. What we're saying in the Rambam, I'll repeat in the words of the Rambam himself, Medina Sheroiv Yena Shecher, Rav Shmuel Elio, you hear the Lashon of the Rambam. If most of the wine is beer, according to the Rambam, then what? You could be mekel and have beer. Does that mean that there's no wine in the city? No, there is. But this most of the wine is beer. So we already have a Pesach, an entranceway to start being mekel, even if you do have wine in the city, if the most is beer. Who says this concept? So if you take a look. Beer. But it doesn't say about scotch.
No, if I said even coffee, you can do it.
Comes along the beer halacha. Take a look at page 4.
Beer halacha. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
He walked into that one. You knew
it. I ran into that one.
Yeah.
Comes along the Be'er halacha.
Mm-hmm.
That's on page 4.
Mm-hmm.
Be'er halacha is right next to the Mishabura on the left side. Page 4. Shembekatzin ala sefer. The beer halacha is coming from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, L'maisa, if you know wine, you can even make kiddush on beer. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds.
Mm-hmm.
Shulchan Aruch brings two shittas. That yes, that some people say yes, some people say no. Again, Havdalah is always more lenient. Kiddush is different. We have to first understand why kiddush is different. But before we explain why kiddush may be different, says the Bir Halacha, I am a Mishabura, B'humi Amogun Avram Shem Paisim. That's a Rambam. Demroiv Shisiyah Tamadina Ushecha. Most of the drinking of the city is beer. Even if it's wine in the city. But then he says, but you have to understand, the Rambam himself doesn't hold you can make kiddush on Chamar Medina. Says the Bir Halacha, Achut Saver, Dlei Mahani Chamar Medina El Abdol. Chamar Medina only helps by Abdol, but kiddush in Hashem
Kaddish. What about in the morning?
So, Lamaito, what are we saying?
In the morning.
We have Abdullah, for sure you can make on Chamar Medina. We're going to pass in right now, like the Rambam, being that most of the alcoholic content or most of the wine of the city is of the country is not wine, it's beer. We're going to be mekel and we're going to say Abdullah, you're allowed to do Hamar Medina.
But we didn't explain what is
We didn't explain what is Chama Medina. Fine. We didn't explain what is Chama Medina, but Kiddush Friday night, Lemaitre Shalom Elfa to Yimachmer, Shabbos day, Yimachm to Yimachm. Now let's go.
It's not just.
You could, in a situation where meaning it's a shmachoitness, because the Gemara never spoke about Kiddush. The Gemara spoke about Abdullah. The question is, if it applies also to Kiddush. So the Mechaber, if you take a look at Halacha Tes in top of four, if you want to go look quickly, I'll say super fast. And Halacha Tes on page four on the top. The place where there's not a lot of wine found. Some people say you can make Kiddush on beer with Shar Mashkim, Chutz Ben Amayim except from water, V'yesh Emrim, Shem B'Kashim, some people say you can't. Well, the Rosh, why will you call the Shal HaShechar, possible, but you guys tell the Kaddish Shal HaShechar. The Rosh holds Friday night, if you don't have, you shouldn't, you should make Kiddush on bread, but in the day, you can make Kiddush on the beer.
Because however, it's only the Rabunan in the morning.
Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon that you don't have any wine in the city whatsoever. The Bir HaLachos is throwing this out there, that the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't bring that.
No, just the opposite.
Right, only for Friday night and not from
though. Even
with that, I'm saying that it's much more cool that to use Chamar Medina for Abdullah and not. I will have to see why. Turn to page 7. Here comes the famous Igros Moshe. Page 7. Very important Igros Moshe. Says the Igros Moshe, a very excited to this. We did not get to this last week. Now we're starting to share. For anybody who was here last week and they knew everything we said already, now let's go to page 7. Igros Moshe. Says the Igros Moshe, Vemini Mashka al Shel Soda. You know how you spell soda in Lashon Kodesh? What did he say? Look at the Dibur HaMashka. Look at the beginning. Simnayim. Samech Aleph Dalet Ayim. Could you make Abdullah on Soda? Says, so he sent this to Rav Nosson Gedalion Nadal, sleeping. Says Rav Moshe, Soda is water. Why? Even though you drink it with by Chashav Asudas, and you give people honor, it's just a thirst quencher. Although we know sodas are not thirst quenchers, they're actually diuretics, which means it causes you to have less liquid in the body. But Rav Moshe over here is saying it somehow quenches his thirst. Fine. And when it's hot, and even when you want to honor a person with them, it's only rakish shatrikons that we need to do it. If you want to offer somebody a cold drink of water, that's also an honor. However, says Rav Moshe, that's not what Chamar Medina is. Here is what Rav Moshe tightens up. I would have never learned it up like this. What is considered a chashav mashka when you're not drinking because you're thirsty? Even though if you don't need it for your body, you drink them. The mussid of a chashav drink is when you're drinking it, it's a mice of covered.
The drink itself. You're drinking it because of the drink itself, rather than instead of the chimua.
Can I continue? Oh. Thank you. The ancient Adam says, "Shall you say yayin sarap b'sheichu tamayin?" Nobody drinks wine or yayin sarap, which means burning wine, which is schnapps b'sheichu and beer with tamayin for a thirst. So I'll say, "Shall you say tamayin?" Which you drink water. She ate shadi b'ilra the chavir ba'amah. He's saying it's not because you like it; because it's an honorable thing to do. It's classy. It's classy. You know how you have some of these party guys who can't think to save their life. I shouldn't be saying this. Can't think to save their life, and they walk by they're walking around with the same cup of schnapps by the chassanus from one person to another person to another person. It's an honorable thing to do. Says Rav Moshe, that's what Chamar Medina is. A new hagdara of Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina means the chashav drink of the city, which is honors people.
So you're going to say orange juice is not a
chamar. Says Rav Moshe like this. Now having said that, this is exactly what Rav Moshe is going to speak about. Even the people who are matir to be to make Kiddush and Abdullah on tea. I'm Baruch HaShulchan Simon Ayin Reish Beis and Yudal. Never Shabbat tea. Derech Oilim Shabbat and Shaitan Zeh. Avshayin Tzvilin Klal tea. I'm going to offer you a tea. That's the Chosh of a Zach. L'shtoit Ob Ne'a Kovar. L'chim Mechtash Mezel Mashke. Avshayin L'chir Hei Mayim Mamish. How it says Rav Moshe. Tea is the water.
Right.
It says Rav Moshe. L'mais is the Chosh of a drink. Yes. The Shabbos queen. What about the people who are matter for milk? Ooh, I perhaps who mak moshachal shayitim shleilu tzarek timon. Because chamdim lerech, because chal people go ahead and honor a guest with a cup of milk. Lo yuchalem rishen roitz lishtoit mishum dein etzama. The chal shayitim dam shleilu timon. He's chashen shen roitz lchavu lchabed. Chem chashen zel mashal shkavu lchabed mar medina. The mashal says somehow milk also. He'll offer a glass of milk. Avo amini soda. Soda. Ain't shayitim roitz mishum dein etzama. Soda is only for third country.
You don't drink it for itself. You drink it for something else, for church.
Wait. I don't know. I hear you. But one second. It's clear coffee definitely has that element. Coffee has an element that you offer somebody a coffee.
Mind-bound.
Well, today you have decided
to
call.
Yeah, you
know, there's coffee for a reason.
You want to stay up or because you don't. No, that's a good coffee. You got a good Colombian, Guatemalan coffee.
You drink it for the coffee.
For sure. No, he for sure. You're not allowed to drink.
Yeah, you could sit in the Bobby, you're a
climber. It's awesome for him. 100%. Also for them to drink.
Now what?
It's mamasha. It could be chashas to konas nefashas. Skip to the last paragraph, please, to the top line. Over etzim, now Moshe backtracks. He doesn't like this tea and milk business. Lemes gam be tea v'cholov with tea and milk. Rak b'deichet gadol yesh l'smachalei l'havdol. When somebody once sent somebody that I knew very well to the hospital for a week, and 2 weeks, and he was stuck Motzei Shabbos, so the person told me that they needed to make Abdallah. They weren't sure what to make Abdallah on. Should they make Abdallah on orange juice or coffee? So they called up the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, make it on coffee. Would you offer a person a drink of orange juice? I would say so. Coffee, lemaisa, is the most chashuv
zav. In somebody, everybody, coffee. You have to go boil water. Here.
You're so thirsty, also.
Can I offer you something, Doc?
Now, let's go to the next piece, because the next piece comes along. The next piece is comes along Rav Moshe Sternbach, page 8. Now comes Rav Moshe Sternbach, and he gets radical. You would almost think of him as a leftist. Yes. L'maisa Garat, today, between, let's say somebody has a question for Hamar Medina, should they do beer or should they do oranges? Says the Chuvasans, I'll say an ayin on the bottom. Cause of a Rambam, he brings down the Rambam that we said. Medina, a city, Sheroi Vienna, most of the wine is Sheikhar, is beer. Mavdina love, you're allowed to make up though. According to my knowledge, Hainu Dafka Bizman Chazal, only the time of Chazal, the Shavtu Yain HaShechar, they used to drink wine and beer before the Suda, the Seicha Suda, or Achra Suda. They would drink wine before, middle, and after. Yes, it's very healthy. That's the way they used to drink. V'lchein Chashev, and that's why it was Chashev. Kagul and Ramesh Shtambachan gives a different knitch. You know what's Chashev? They had a whole process of drinking. Bottom part of 8. Avo, wait. This is exactly what he's saying. Avo is my name, who says Ramesh Shtambach in our time. Hashiach wu, he kois kafe or teh. Coffee or tea. Our coffee and tea is their wine. The Mikri Chamar Medina L'Rambam. And that's considered Chamar Medina. The Rashbam held it has to be that there's no wine in the city. But according to the Rambam is clearly saying, what is most of the wine? Says Rav Moshe Shtemba, today most of the wine in our city is not beer. People don't drink beer. Do we drink every suda beer? Most people don't do that. Yeah, but not every single day is your game. According to Rav Moshe Shtemach, it's better to make Kiddush on Havdalah on tea or coffee rather than...
Wait a minute, that's considered the...
That is considered the Chamar Medina. Now, according to this, he's disregarding this not so long ago because he's still alive and kicking. 15 years ago. So now, according to this, you don't need any alcoholic beverages. Why do I need an alcoholic beverage? It's just the wine of the city, period. Meaning the thing that they drink. Today we drink anything. Now, according to that, the Chayra, they drink soda. That's what they drink. Now, it's clear the Rashbam says wine is, water is not part of this. Ramesh is saying that soda is included in water. Says Ramesh's understanding, let's explain to you a little bit deeper. Ramesh is looking at the words of the Rashbam and saying, I see soda, I see water is not good. Why? What's wrong with water? That's what everybody's thinking. The answer is, you say that it's just a thirst quencher. That's what the Rashbam means. And for that reason, that's why it says, Ramosha, anything that's included in thirst quenching, like Gatorade, Pedialyte, is a chalek of...
I'm the one here. That's real. He has a Pedialyte.
It's considered part of the water. So Ramesha made a Hagdara on what Chamar Medina is, a chash of a drink. Now, comes along Ramesha Sternbach, the Abbezin of Yerushalayim, the Yesh Emer, some people say, Shmuel, a statement, Shem, I'm going to Brisk, the Brisk Arav. That's all. You need something that's going to make you inebriated. The black beer that doesn't make you drunk is possible for Abdullah. What are you talking about? Gold Star. Gold Star beer in that song.
Yeah.
Yes. That's just
0.5% alcohol.
I don't see what's not about it. It's all right. It has nothing to do with it.
It's a malt cigarette beer.
Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, I don't know what you're talking about. Vein enochain, it's not right. Shari Isa b'Gemara. The Gemara says, Sechel Adam Eshmosol Adam Mukadosh Olav. A person is able to even squeeze grapes. That's what we use for many people use must. Squeeze grapes to make Kiddush in it. Sechem Ahani B'Yayim Mevush, Lavshon Meshachar. Even if it's wine that's cooked, that's not going to make you drunk, it's fine. Mehechatetis Ulatra, B'Chamar Medina, Tafka Chamar Meshachar. Who says that has to be something that's going to go ahead and make you inebriated? So, the whole statement is not true. The Chavisha made Gisi by Hagoyin Reb Mishlom Dover Salvechik Zatzal, even though it's a Shri Deer. It's Reb David was Mr. a few years ago. The Brisk Rav used to tell Reb David to make up all sometimes on tea or coffee. It's better to be able to have a cup of coffee with milk and sugar.
Shem Chamar Medina, Meshachar, Inei Ikra, Shtiyat Chan. It's too hot, but that's the whole question about how much have a shear when you drink it. I want a cup of coffee.
Now.
You're not going to drink a hot coffee in a road place or dress.
No. Now, I want to do, now hold on a second. So according to this, Havdalah, better, not milk, tea? Yes.
Coffee?
Yes. Soda?
No.
Oranges? Maybe. Apple juice?
Orange
juice. Apple cider.
You know that orange juice would be interesting because
it comes along.
To make it and boil for the
here is the best part of this year. So, Rabbi Yisai, listen up. Page 10. Dr. Kapta, do you want to hear the page 10? You'll be okay with listening to it? No? You won't be okay? You'll be okay. comes along the Marsham, one of the great Gedolei Pesachim Achronim, on the bottom of page 10. Now, we spoke about Motzei Shabbos. What about Shabbos Day? So Shabbos Day, L'chaira, Chamar Medina should be Motzei. Here's a question we have to ask ourselves. Schnapps, is it considered Chamar Medina? Yeah? So, the problem is that it's Russia,
yes.
For Rosh Moshe was that people drink a lot of it. That's what makes the Chamar Medina. It's a thing. Chamar Medina, according to Rosh Moshe Sternbach, is not like what Rosh Moshe Feinstein said, that it's just a Chashev Ezach. Rosh Moshe Sternbach's understanding of the way Chamar Medina is, he needs to say wine, that's what they used to drink. They used to drink wine. They used to drink wine.
It's the wine of our time.
The wine of our time. The problem is, Rosh Moshe Sternbach said clearly that in those days, when they used to drink before, during, and after the meal. And he says, beer is not like that. Coffee maybe might be like that. Tea might be like that. Yes.
True
is my husband.
No, it says here.
Yeah, I forgot to say it. Very important. Right. So let me speak that out. Rav Moshe Sternbach says, people make in the day, Kiddush in the day, will they make on the day for Chamar Medina? They make it a schnapps. Yes, schnapps. That's not, Chamar Medina has to be the main source of drinking. This is very different than Rav Moshe Feinstein. Very different. Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying it's a chashev zach. It's the chashev drink. Chamar Medina means the whole mustard of wine Rav Moshe says is not because of taste. You want to taste the wine. It's because you want a chashev drink. Rav Moshe Sternbach is saying that's not the shot. Wine is what they always drank. That's how they helped break down the food, the acid in the wine.
It was the soda of their time.
And therefore, Rav Moshe Sternbach says, because of that, you can't make Kiddush and Schnapps, because Schnapps is not Chamar Medina. In Russia, it is maybe. That's what he says. In Russia, it is. So now, according to Rav Moshe, 100%. The very question is, you offer a person a shot? Yeah, very nice. But it's Chashev Zach, you open a shot. You go to any bar, how much is it? A shot? $16 to $18. That's a lot of money. So Rav Moshe Sternbach, just bring out a huge machloekas between Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Sternbach is looking at it as it's the drink of the time.
So you would say you could make this right day on soda?
According to Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Exim, yeah, the only thing is this can't be water. Because the Rashbam said it has to be something that aids the digestion. It has to... But not schnapps. But according to Rav Moshe, Kishore will be good. Now, let's go to the main part of the shir, which is the main part, which is the last part, which is the best. Page 10 on the bottom, the shaylachim to its marsha. He brings down like this. People will make kiddush, Shabbos day, on a little schnapps kwezel. So he explains, Umasha shol, but then kiddush shol yoyim and tzorach shir kois. You asked me regarding kiddush in the day, if it requires the amount of a kois, a revius. The chod of shein, harav achosid, myrenu binyomim vol, shevi me'aran pap. I don't know who this guy is. Shekos of the zutah shiure, in the day, the shir is smaller. So then he goes and he explains, you totally learned what that person said wrong. That person said in the day the shir is more, it doesn't mean on the actual drinking, it's on the actual kiddush of what you say. Friday night you make a home and go on Shabbos day, you just make the wrong. Yes, totally like you. He said you totally exactly missed what he said. Now let's go to the second column. This is very important. Avol, second line of the Gedolim sees it. Ha'ir l'fnei pamachachim zaken shehu ba'atmai b'mamer l'fnei ha'goyin ha'kodesh. This person was in front of the goyin ha'kodesh. Avdak rupshit. Rupshit.
No.
Shetivu l'tamidav l'kaddish b'yoyim ayayim tzarev. He commanded the Talmidim to make Kiddush on Shnaps. Al t'luchas katan on a small glazel. G'derek s'yasi the way you drink it. Ve'in tzarech shir kais, you do not need a shir v'kais. Ay, ve'agam shahoy l'fon of yayin, even though he had wine. Al shulchan. Amar shevachabdu b'yayin tzarev k'day l'heret halach l'tamidim. He wants to teach the Talmidim that it's mutter to do this, so therefore I'm going to do it on purpose. B'chein hua l'fnei, b'shem agoyna chosid abed kamin, kaminkar, the common peru. Shnah king Thomas. Why? V'hain wafi divriya taz, b'sim kof tzadi, very famous taz, what's the taz? The taz says that what happens if somebody has to make a bayir in the farshas on tea, that you're drinking very slowly. Says the taz, And sometimes, you know, in Japan they have tea in tiny cups. Tiny cups. Says the Taz that tiny being that that's the derech, so that small amount is considered a revius. That small amount, being that it's the way to drink it, so even though it's less than the revius, it's considered a revius because that's the derech shtiyah. That's the way to drink it. Umeshom shekein derech shtiyah. The Sviyas Groine, and it makes you full, meaning makes you satiated. Since drinking Shnaps, it's clearly from our Medina, which is come up with me called Suda. They drink it in front of every Suda. What do you mean? They only drink it before every Suda. He's saying, like, Ramash Shambu came way before Ramash Shambu. He's saying, everybody drinks five before every Suda. Suchas cutting little shot. Because of this, it's hard to drink more than one shot. Who drinks more than one shot? Well, Chayim Shiura Gamma in Kiddush, that Shiura is also for Kiddush Bukach. Chayim Huwa Lufne B'Shem Arab Kiddush Meloblin, the Loblin Arab. Seems like it's a Chayzer. Meloblin. Uchdai Him Litzmei Chalei Mekiddush Yoyim. So we see over here a very important thing. Not only that, by the way, the Sanzer Rav also used to do like that, and the Kosker Rav used to do like that also. And so we have very strong reason to be able to make Kiddush on a shot. Why? Number one is Chamar Medina. Snap. Not according to Ramesh Sternberg. According to the Masham. Number two, being that it's a derech and you can't drink more than that, it's mutter too. However, you might say the belt is machmer. If you have some wine, you should make it on wine. So to wrap,
even though you had wine, he told the
Bacham. Right, he told the Bacham to do it to be able to convey
the law. The Mishnah B'ri brings a pila.
Absolutely not. Make it on wine. No reason why not. Yes. So let's review what we did. We brought down the machloikis between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Moshe Sternberg. Rav Moshe Feinstein says anything that's chashuv is considered Chamar Medina.
And that was only for Havdalah.
Well, it's Chamar Medina, Havdalah, and Shabbos Day. Shabbos Day you could also be Mekel. Havdalah, Shulchan Aruch clearly says you could be Mekel. Shabbos Day, Shulchan Aruch says you could also be Mekel Be'ez HaTzerech, when you have a Tzerech. Rav Moshe Sternbach is saying it has to be something that is normal for you to drink. So if it's normal for a person to drink schnapps for every single meal, then it would be Chamar Medina. Otherwise, he said it's better to drink coffee or tea. Soda, Lameister Rav Moshe said it's not. Comes along Lenny and says, today, at the end of the day, people don't drink soda.
We don't make Kiddush on soda. We don't never do that.
You see, it's a little bit diametrically opposed views. Rav Moshe is saying it has to be something that is a chashuv ezach. Rav Moshe Sternbach is saying just the opposite. It has to be something that's not really so chashuv, something that you do often. So it's totally two different ways to look at it.
I can make Kiddush that day on soda or beer, you want to say.
Beer. Soda maybe also because, on soda. That really would be the nafkamina. Because Rav Moshe is saying beer is a chashuv ezach. Soda, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, soda is something that's just a thirst quencher. And it's considered like water. Rav Moshe is looking at the Rashbam. The Rashbam said water is not good. Why says Rav Moshe? Because it's just a thirst quencher. Oh, it's a thirst quencher, so it is also a thirst quencher. Beer is, what's the difference? What do you serve it to a person as a chashav zakat? That means they don't need a drink. Okay, I'm just saying, I'm bringing up. Rav Moshe Shtamach is saying, Kamaradina has to be something that is drinkable, that they always did it, because that's how they always drank wine. They always drank wine before, middle, and after the Suda. Says Rav Moshe Shtamach, so that comes out that if something that you really, really drink, it wouldn't be considered Chamar Medina.
In a particular place to be for
so according to Rav Moshe Shtamach, Schnapps is not Chamar Medina. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Schnapps is Chamar Medina. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says something, you don't argue with him. And Rav Moshe Shtamach might be a tzaddik, a gadol, but not Rav Moshe Feinstein. No?
I have never seen
taking a schnapps glazel. Just understand that the greatest rebbes of the Hasidim, and according to the Taz, and according to the Marsham,
you could do
is makom to be makel in such a situation. Although, if you're a chassid, I never do it. Once I did it. No. Not at all.
I've never seen.
So he told the next day.
I've never seen making kibbutz for Abdullah.
Shenemar, Avinoicha betulman tzidka yagdil
teraviyadu. I've never seen.